Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, into the 3 o'clock hour we go. Good hour of stuff coming up for you here on Gwen and Chris. Of course, basking in the glow of last night's Padres celebration. Posted a lot of photos online, some videos, and I know Scraby posted a bunch of stuff. So
I'll be posting more as the night goes along.
And things of that nature. You can see some behind the scenes stuff down there in the locker room last night.
What is your Twitter feed?
At Chrisello SD.
At Matt Scraby. At Tony Gwynn Jr. At 97.3 The Fan SD.
There you go. All of those. Check them all, and you'll get all the good
at
stuff.
Adam Klug. Why not?
I even have learned on Instagram now.
Ooh.
How to post something and include music with the post. And now that I've learned how to do that, I'm a little dangerous.
Oh, no.
Yes, I put a photo of Manny last night, and of course, I chose one of my favorite groups, The Cars, singing Good Times Roll over my post of Manny Machado.
I don't know why I imagined you posting that somewhere over the rainbow with the guy from Hawaii.
That. I didn't post that.
Can't remember his name, but I feel like that's the one song you play.
I did not post that, but I'm learning. And so anyway, you want to see some stuff like that. We will hear Tony's interview with Manny from the clubhouse coming up in about 20 minutes, but right now, winners, losers, and there's some big games in Major League Baseball tonight, and we're going to get into that in the Daily Gambit.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in the Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. Let's start with our bets from yesterday.
Yeah, give us a quick rundown there. You had a good night. 6-1 for you.
That's pretty good. Padres Brewers over under 7 runs. You went under, I went over. And it was 5-4, so it was 9. Chris and I sat next to each other during the game, the entire game. And that's the first time we've ever sat together to watch a game in the time we've been doing the show. I got to say, I learned some stuff from Chris last night. I didn't necessarily tell him last night, but you would say things, and I'd be like, I didn't even think about that. So thank you, Chris.
Thank you. There was one moment where the Padres got a man on base late in the game, and Scraby goes, well, we need a double here. And I said, I don't know if you've been watching this team this year, but we're probably going to bunt.
Yeah,
and that's what we did. We bunted.
It was exactly that. It was the good bunt from the, or it was the good bunt. The Iglesias bunt earlier in the game was not a good bunt. But anyway, it was over. More innings pitched, Pivetta or Freddy Peralta last night. We both went Pivetta. Pivetta went 5 2/3, and Peralta went 5. So we win that one. Brewers, did they score a run in the first inning? We both said no, and it was no.
They got a no. Yeah, good job.
The Ravens and the Lions, over under 53.5 total points scored. We both went over. It was 38-30, so that means that they went over 68 points. Now, the next bet, Jared Goff, minus 30 passing yards over or Lamar Jackson. We both chose Lamar. Jared Goff at 202, minus that 30, 172. Lamar Jackson at 288. He went 21 for 27, but you know what? He got sacked more times, I believe, last night than any time in his career. 7 times. That is a lot of times to
for
sack.
Lamar Jackson, Lamar that's Jackson. Hard to. That's like catching a mosquito flying around in your room in a hand. Not easy getting
it's
him.
It's not.
The other thing is the Ravens have got to get back to running the football. That's what they do best. And pounding a little bit more, I think.
I agree. The Ravens are a smash-mouth team.
I think so.
And that's why they have Derrick Henry, to be the smash-mouth running back. Next bet, more rushing yards. Did Jahmyr Gibbs have more or Derrick Henry minus 30? Jahmyr Gibbs had 67. David Montgomery had 151.
Yeah.
But Derrick Henry had 50 minus that 30, so not even
David
close.
David Montgomery's my hero, because if he doesn't score that who cares touchdown, then I don't get my last extra point.
That's true.
So thank you, David Montgomery.
You chose Derrick Henry. I chose Gibbs. Zay Flowers, over under 75.5. Not even close.
What
I think
he had
2 for 13.
Yeah.
We both went over.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Well, it happens. All right, let's get to tonight real quick. Like I said, you were 6-1. Good job by you. I was 4-3. Biggest game in baseball tonight is not the Padres. It's Detroit Tigers at Cleveland. That lead in the Central Division is 1 game now for the Tigers.
And they're playing each other this week.
And they're playing in Cleveland tonight. If Cleveland wins the division, it would be the biggest blown division lead in baseball history.
How many games?
15.5.
Wow.
It's down to 1.
I mean, the Guardians have...
Unbelievable.
What are they, 9? They've won 9 of their last 10. They're doing everything they can do to get back into
it. Well, now they can tie it tonight, but they have to beat Skubal. Skubal's pitching for the Tigers tonight. Detroit's favored by 1.5 on the road. This is a really tough one, because Skubal's so good. But Cleveland has all the momentum. I'm going to ride with the Tigers tonight to stave them off.
I think Skubal
in Cleveland.
I'm going to go. You know, I think the Tigers win, but the Guardians lose by 1.
All right,
so I'll choose
Cleveland.
Yeah.
All right, Boston is also there. They're tied with Cleveland for the last wild card at Toronto tonight. Toronto's trying to hang on to the Yankees lead, which is only 2 games. So it's another big game. Toronto minus 1.5 here.
I have not been paying attention to the Red Sox in the last couple of weeks. I'm going to say Blue Jays.
Toronto. It's really, I mean, Toronto's got the best record in the American League right now, and they only have 90 wins. I mean, the American League is a total crapshoot here. I'm going to take Toronto, too, because it's Gosman against Giolito. I'm not fond of Giolito.
Me neither.
National League, big one tonight is at Wrigley Field for the fading Mets. New York at Cubs. Cubs have lost 4 in a row, but they're sending rookie sensation Cade Horton against the Mets, David Peterson. I like Cade Horton, so I say he keeps the Mets struggling tonight and opens the door for the Reds, perhaps, to move past the Mets tonight.
The Mets? I mean, they should... This is embarrassing for them. Because they spent the second most money
Do you know that on June 12th, which is 2 months ago or so, they had the best record in baseball.
Wow.
Number 1 in the entire MLB.
I do remember them getting on a hot streak, and then they've been terrible.
They're on their way out, maybe.
I'm going to say that they are trying to keep themselves alive, so I'll go Mets.
Takes the Mets. We will keep an eye on the Dodgers tonight. They're at Arizona. Arizona's still very much in it. Only a game out. Shohei's pitching for the Dodgers against Brandon Pfaadt. Dodgers favored by 1.5. It's Greg.
You know, Diamondbacks play everybody in the NL West tough. And they especially play the Dodgers and the Padres, so I'm going to go with the Diamondbacks.
I'm going to take him to fought nine shutout innings in his last appearance against the Giants. All right, we go to Skubal. Tarik Skubal in Cleveland, 7.5 strikeouts. It's a make or break game for Skubal. Like, they're going to give him the Cy Young Award. He's got to really earn it if he wins tonight, because this is the biggest game of the year. He's got to come up with it. I'll take over. 7.5 Ks. It's a lot, though.
I'll say over as well.
Over. All right, who gets more strikeouts? Cade Horton against the Mets or Shohei against the Diamondbacks?
See, there's a really sneaky thing with Shohei. We have no idea how long he's going to pitch.
No, but the Dodgers, I think, you know, they kind of still want to win here, too. They can't be just totally messing around.
I'm not going to pick Shohei. I'm going to go Horton.
Cade Horton. All right, I'll take Ohtani. He'll go 5 innings, strike out 8. That'll be enough.
All right, we
got the WNBA playoffs continuing semifinals tonight. Las Vegas Aces lost the first game at home to Indiana. Game 2 in Las Vegas. Aces by 9. Now, remember, Indiana won the first game.
They did.
You're getting 9 points. So I'll take Las Vegas, because I don't see Indiana doing it again. This is desperate for the Aces. I'll take Las Vegas, but I'm only giving 9. How about you?
I'm going to take the Caitlin Clarkless fever.
You're kind of rooting for Indiana to win it all.
To be better without her.
That would be pretty ironic if she's going to. Is she going to actually ride in the victory parade and take all the glory?
She did play this season.
But not for a long time. I mean, it's been a couple of months.
She's been out for the year for a while.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, they get the victory parade, yeah. Right? All the cameras would be on Caitlin Clark, even though she didn't even really contribute to it.
That would be problematic. And I'm sure the camera people are like, please, let's not make it happen.
All right, you'll take Indiana, though, tonight. And then Asia Wilson, who won her 4th MVP award this year. 25.5 points tonight for Las Vegas. Over or under, Scrabe?
Over.
Yeah, that's what MVPs do. When their team has to win, they go over in a game like that. All right, there's some of the stuff for tonight. Padres Brewers, it'll be... By the way, I don't know a lot about Bruce Zimmerman, who's starting tonight for the Brew Crew.
Oh, he owns the Men's Warehouse.
Okay.
You know who I'm talking about?
What do you know?
The way you look. I guarantee it.
Yeah, that was Mike Zimmer, wasn't it? Or Mr. Zimmer.
Let me go look.
I don't remember. Randy Vasquez is pitching for the Padres. I believe he owns the...
It was George Zimmer.
George Zimmer. There you go. Randy Vasquez for the Padres tonight. I don't think he owns a clothing store. So.
No, he just owns a traffic cop store, I guess.
Oh, because he lets so many people on base.
Well, that's what they call him.
Hardy. Har, har, har.
That's what they call him.
The two teams will play a day game tomorrow. And then Thursday, it'll be the off day before the Diamondbacks come in. And I think it's going to be interesting to see what Mike Schilt does with his pitching.
Me too.
To me, Pavetta's got to start game 1 against the Cubs. So do you want to give him 8 full days off? Or do you want him to pitch a couple innings somewhere in the middle?
I think you ask him.
I do, too. I think that's a good call. I think you do what he wants to do. Ruben Niebla gets a say as well.
That's true. That's true.
All right.
Brandon has a great point for the parade thing with Caitlin Clark. She'll get to be at the parade as much as Joe Musgrove gets to be at the victory parade here.
Yes, but Joe Musgrove, although deserving of attention, would not be the focus of the national media. Whereas if Indiana wins the WNBA and they have a parade, everyone's going to want to hear from Caitlin Clark. And everyone's going to see Caitlin Clark.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Even though, ironically, she's not the one who's actually accomplishing what they're doing. That's where I think it's a little different for Joe Musgrove.
No, you're right. I think I would feel some type of way if I was a Caitlin Clark teammate.
Yeah. I mean, these other players are getting the job done.
But
right
she's
now,
not so. Going to the TV stations and being like, put the camera on me. They're doing it. It would still be problematic.
True enough. Yeah. It's not her asking for the attention, but she's still getting it. All right. We'll take a break. Manny Machado
He was living it up last night, for sure, was. In the locker room. And Tony Gwynn Jr.'s interview with him follows some traffic here on 97.3 The Fan, Gwynn and Chris.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
3:19 the time. Chris Ello, Mr. Scraby, and Coach Tony at Petco Park. And Tony was busy down in the clubhouse last night. One of his interviews was with Manny Machado. You will hear that in a moment. I want to remind everybody, though, big doings coming up this Friday. 97.3 The Fan, getting ready for the final home series of the year with the Braden Surprenant Show acting as a lead-in to
They're the opener.
They're the opener, yes. Sorry, Braden. The Braden Surprenant Show, followed by Gwynn and Chris Show. We're both broadcasting live at Baja Rick's. And so that'll be all day Friday, 10 a.m. Braden Show. We get underway at 2 o'clock. We'll be 5:40, 5:30, whatever, all leading into the Padres pregame. Couple of things. Baja Rick's right next to the Omni or whatever that hotel is. I think Is it still the Omni?
Yes, it's still the Omni.
Okay, so it's right next to the the entrance to Petco Park. So you can't miss Baja Rick's right there. So if you're going to the game, please come by, say hello.
It's right near the, someone said, you should say it this way. And I was like, you're right. It's right next to the Gas Lamp Quarter sign. You know, right when you enter,
yes,
if you go that way, you'll see Baja Rick's.
Baja Rick's, they got the outdoor patio there. We'll be out there broadcasting. They have great food at Baja Rick's. I am, like, already dieting. Looking forward to that, Scrabe. And also, we're going to be giving away baseballs there, signed by Manny Machado and Fernando, as well as some tickets to Saturday's game. So, all of it brought to you by our friends at Santo Tequila. Baja Rick's will have a special game day menu with Santo Tequila, margaritas, cocktails. This Friday, Baja Rick's, 176th Avenue, if you must put it into your Google Maps, right next to Petco Park. And we hope you'll come by and say hi. We had a big crowd there last year and expect a lot of people to come by on Friday.
I would like to say for our prizes, because we're going to have some autographed baseballs being given away between the two shows, I'm telling everybody now so they know, you have to be present to win the prize. If you come at like 10 a.m. and put in your name for a prize and you're not there when we call the name, you do not win.
Right.
I got a mad person last time.
What happened? What do you mean?
Oh, I heard that my name was called, but you guys never even called me. And I was like, yes, we did.
You mean called you what, at home?
No, they were like, yeah, I heard my name was called, but I didn't hear you guys calling my name. Like, gotcha. Well, were you there? Well, you know, I just took off and I went down the street for a little bit. I was going to come back. No, you have to be there.
Pay attention. Pay attention.
I like
the prizes.
Rules.
Oh, no, Scraby plays by the rules. You cannot finagle anything for this guy.
Rules.
Yeah, he's going to be a stickler. They invented the word stickler.
And it's me.
That's you. All right, Tony down in the locker room last night. Padres beat the Brew Crew. They're going to the postseason. Nobody seemed happier about it. Then the leader of this team, Manny Machado.
Manny, you were the first chip to come in here. What does it feel like getting this organization back to the playoffs and back-to-back seasons?
Man, it feels great, man. I mean, it's unbelievable. You know, from that first meeting with AJ to meeting Ron and Peter, you just seen the growing pains of losing, falling short, making it to postseason, making it short, having an unbelievable team, and now being back here back to back. I mean, it's just, City of San Diego deserves it, the fans deserve it, and this organization as well.
Manny, you kind of put this team on your back through the mid portion of this season. When the offense was a little bit waning. I mean, this is kind of what you do. How good does it feel to get them to this point and then have your teammates kind of pick you up there at the end?
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, I came here for a reason, was to win and pick up a team and ride, you know, and this is what I do. I've done it my entire career, continue doing it, and I got faith in my boys. I know that I could ride for a team for a little bit, and I know my boys are going to come up there and pick me up when I'm down as well, and they did that this whole month. And they picked me up, and look where we are, man. We fought, we've grinded, you know, we've gone through the gauntlet as a team, and man, it just feels so good. It feels so good.
You guys, you kind of mentioned it. Last year, you guys got to the second half and just rolled. This year, it wasn't that easy. You guys had to really grind it out. Does it make getting to this point that much more fulfilling when you had to work that hard to get there?
I wouldn't say that because it's hard. I wouldn't say that, but man, it feels good to win. It feels good to win, to be back in this spot. And yeah, it hasn't been easy, but this team has fought. We fought since last year, and we're going to continue to do it.
You guys got five more games to go against some opponents that obviously the Brewers are where they are.
Really good.
The Diamondbacks still in this bad boy.
Yes, sir.
What are you guys trying to accomplish in these last five?
We're not stopping. We're not stopping. Keep playing good baseball. We're going to continue to do it. You know, this isn't over. We got to get hot. We got to get going now. And we've been showing clips and going, but we got guys fully going. We got guys doing the things that need to get back to. And we're going to get rolling. And we're in when this business isn't finished. We got to continue to the end.
Congratulations, my friend.
Manny Machado, my Chado, getting it done.
What?
They got it done.
They did get it done. You could tell.
And he got it done again.
You could tell.
He's still at 26 homers and 90 something RBIs. Well, just and we gave up on him at least 30 times this season. So now he'll never make it this year.
I never did.
Yes, you did.
No, you did when he
get
was like,
out of here.
Oh, Luis Arraez has more home runs than Manny Machado.
Oh, boy, I did say that a few times. Yeah.
But it was the truth. It's
it was
a
little alarming at
it's
the
a
time.
Fact.
Yeah, it was alarming at the time.
Do you know how many home runs Luis Arraez has now?
Seven?
I think that sounds about right.
Yeah, and I think he had seven then, when Manny had six.
I didn't know this, but his first at-bat, he hit a home run, and they put it up on the scoreboard last night.
His first career at-bat.
Yeah, his first career at-bat, and he said he should have saved it because he doesn't hit many home runs. And so he hit his first one, and then he went on a drought for a little bit.
You know, I told you this story, but in the locker room last night, I don't know any of the players personally.
Oh, this is a great story.
So I'm not running around hugging everybody or, you know, nobody's coming up to me, really. I think a lot, you know. A lot of the players know my name or my voice or hear it on the radio, whatever they might. But I don't know any of these guys by sight. So I was walking around, and all the players were wearing those October baseball shirts.
Very cool shirts.
So I thought I would take a picture of one of the shirts to you know, send out on Twitter or somewhere, post it. And anyway, Luis Sarais happened to be standing near me, and it was so loud in there, you can't hear too well. So I walked over and I said, I took hold up my camera like I wanted to take a picture, but I was holding it a little lower because trying to let him know that I really just wanted to take a picture of his shirt. And of course, he's like, yeah, what do you need? And he's like trying to pose and everything. And I'm like, no. I just want your shirt. And he goes, like, oh, okay. It was very nice.
He takes off his shirt and gives it to you.
No, he didn't see that. But he just kind of stood like this. And so I took the picture of his shirt. And then I was done, and he just came over and gave me a big old hug and said, thank you.
Yes.
And I'm just telling you, the guy is nice. He's a great guy. Everyone loves this guy. And, you know, I don't know. I understand the frustration with him this year. I get it. You know, if he flies out to left field again, you know, I'm tired of it too, okay? But I can't totally overlook what he means to this team. And the guys on this team love this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's a big part of what they do. And if they're going to make it, he's going to have to be a big part. Whether he's batting second or eighth. And, you know, I know we all argued about it all year long. But I didn't make the lineup. Mike Schilt makes the lineup. And so if Luis Arraez is going to bat second, let's hope he hits 500 in the playoffs and, you know, does what he is actually capable of doing.
I
would be so happy if it happened.
We were talking about last night before he had his hit that tied the game.
Yeah.
So he had his hit and we were like thinking, uh-oh, what's going to happen here? Is he going to ground out or something? But Luis Arraez is a gamer. He shows up when he needs to show up.
I hope
and
so.
A lot of these guys do.
I hope so. You know, the WAR statistic doesn't think so. Luis Arraez is a 1.0 on the WAR.
See, I will say
like
this,
that makes him, as I call him sometimes jokingly, like the worst player in baseball, and he's just not.
The one thing I will say that we noticed last night was early in the game there could have been a double play, but Luis Arraez is not tall enough to reach and get the ball, and that's not a joke. Like that's the truth.
That's
he
not
came
his
off
fault.
The bag.
He can only be as tall
but
as
I'm
he
saying,
is.
But I'm saying like that. Those are the. Freddie Freeman is like 6'5". He's able to get way up there.
Well, look.
Those are plays that can't be made by
Arraez.
Luis Arraez
has some limitations as a first baseman. But, again, they have Ryan O'Hearn on this team, and he's taller. And he can play first base and plays it pretty well. And I hear it all the time. O'Hearn is way better than Luis at first base. Well, that's what everybody thinks. But apparently, Mike Schilt and the staff don't think that. Because otherwise, Arraez would just DH and O'Hearn would play first. But more times than not, they use Arraez at first and O'Hearn DHs. So somebody must think he's, you know, okay down there. Again, these are not my decisions. I'm just, you're shooting the messenger.
Oh, I mean, I'm
telling you that if they didn't think he could play first base and O'Hearn was way better, don't you think that's what they would do?
Well, O'Hearn had to play right last night, so.
Well, he was filling in for Fernando last night in right. On Fernando, illness was not there last night, and, you know, going through the battery of tests right now to see what it is. Hopefully not COVID-related.
And I do like that they're making him stay home, something that people in this room don't do when they're sick.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
All right, when we come back, we're going to have some fun. We'll get away from the celebration just a little. Although one of these guys will be celebrating. It'll be Tony versus Scraby in the Fantabulous Sports Game Show. You'll learn some baseball stuff if you come back with us on 97.3 The Fan. Scraby, you like Vegas.
I do.
I like Vegas. This hour, 97.3 The Fan, is brought to you by Las Vegas, the Convention and Visitors Center. Vegas is turning it up this week. It's a fabulous five-day sale. First ever citywide Vegas sale. Get this. You got 5 days this week to book your next getaway. I guess you save a whole bunch of money.
Yes.
That would be what a sale is.
Yes, Chris, that's a sale.
All right. Go to visitlasvegas.com. The sale ends Friday. Las Vegas. All right. Get that done. We're also happy to remind you that if you're a fan of Mediterranean food, Spiros. I did. They did have Spiros. That was the media dinner last night, Scraby.
That's awesome.
All kinds of Spiros food lying everywhere. Had the rice out there. They had the chicken kebabs out there, the filet mignon.
You got there before I did, or else I would have snuck some of that.
It's looking good. Looking good.
I didn't even have the free hot dogs last night.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Trying to eat better.
I am too, and then I got home and I was starving. So I was like, did you sit at the game from 6:30 and get home at 11:30? You're like, you should eat somewhere, but I didn't.
Yeah, neither did I.
I wasn't smart.
That's why you can always see Sammy Lev walking around the stadium looking for food.
Yeah. All right, we got our Fantabulous Sports Game Show here. I have one quick NFL note because I like to keep everybody up to date on fantasy stuff. Terry McLaurin is the latest guy that they're concerned about, evidently, in Washington. He's got some lingering issue.
He got his contract.
Well, look, the Commanders are already going without Jaden Daniels for the time being, and now Terry McLaurin could be headed to the scrap heap.
The scrap heap.
Hey, if you're a fantasy player like I am, you're either playing or you're on the scrap heap.
Yeah, no,
that's it.
That's true. Your best ability is your availability.
Yes, keep an eye out there, you Terry McLaurin owners. All right, Fantabulous Sports Game Show, Tony versus Scraby, and you can play along. So let's get traffic and then start playing.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
You beautiful people out there, it's time to play one of our favorite games of the week.
All right!
We like to call it...
Ooh, I'm gonna go...
Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show! And it starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to our weekly game show here. Chris Ello, your host. The Fantabulous Sports Game Show. Tony and Scraby compete against each other for pride, and you can play along out there. I will give the category, and you guys will attempt to give me correct answers from that category. There are 17 correct answers today. You get one right, then the other player takes a turn. You keep exchanging correct answers until one of you get to 9 Or until one of you get three wrong answers, in which case you'd strike out and lose at that point. Tony is back as defending champion after Scraby had borrowed the title for a week or so.
Yeah.
But here we go. I'll give you the category, guys. We'll get right to it. Padres, of course, you know, everyone excited, into the playoffs and getting ready now to try to make a World Series run. Since the Padres came into being in 1969, division play began. The Padres are one of only six teams that has not won the World Series in that span. On the other side of the spectrum, though, there are 17 teams that have won at least two World Series since divisional play began in 1969.
Okay.
Your job, name the 17 teams in baseball that have won multiple World Series championships since the Padres came into being back in 1969. Okay? Everybody's
all right.
Got the category. I think it's pretty self-explanatory.
I do, too.
Scraby, you're going to get the first guess unless you want to pass to Tony.
No, I'm not going to
be. All right, give me
that.
A team with multiple World Series wins.
I'll take the one Yankees.
You'll take Yankees off the board. How many do you think they've won just for the
I know in total fun? They've won 27.
Yeah, but since 1969, they lead the pack with seven World Series championships, the last of which, though, came in 2009 against the Phillies. So it has been a bit of a drought for Pinstripe fans. All right, Scraby's on the board. Tony, your turn for a...
Your turn, Tony.
Your turn. Multi-pronounced.
What is he looking at? It's so
the Doyers.
You're going to go with the Doyers, all right? Dodgers have,
doesn't count, though.
Yeah, Dodgers have won four since the divisional play, but I will point this out to Dodger haters. Two of the four have been in shortened seasons. So, 1981 was a strike-shortened season, and, of course, 2020 was the COVID season, but Dodgers is still correct, and it's back to you, Scrape.
I'm
going to
go San Francisco Giants.
Your guys, the Giants, 2010, 2012, 2014, right?
Mm-hmm,
every
mm-hmm,
other year
mm-hmm.
there under Boch, and that is correct, the Gigantes. I had a feeling you would know that one.
Yes.
So, 2-1, favor of Scraby. 14 correct answers left, Tony.
I often hear about it from my occasional partner, Don Orsillo. The Red Sox.
Your partner, Don Orsillo. I wonder how many of these did he call? They won four.
I think he has three.
He's got three rings. Wow. 2004, they beat the Cardinals. 2007, they swept the Rockies.
Yeah, he's
and
got three.
And then 2013, again, the Cardinals. And then the Dodgers, they beat them in 2018. So four for the Red Sox. And it is pretty funny because Boston fans still complain that we never win anything. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
You just won.
You won a lot of stuff. All right, tied at two into the next round we go here. Scrape.
The Atlanta Braves.
Atlanta Braves. Yes, that is correct. They squeaked in their second
title.
They
barely got it.
In 2021, upsetting the Astros. The only other one they won was 1995. Which was a bit of a strike-shortened year.
Why do we talk about them like they're a team that...
Because they were the best team in baseball
they won the division.
For all of those years,
the
but they only had the World Series until the Astro win. So, yes,
they
that's good. It's good for you.
They have the record for most division titles.
Right, they won like 15 in a row and only won one World Series.
I think the Dodgers are like... Behind or the sec had the second longest run, so that's why we talk about them.
That's
they like owned a decade.
Yeah, but the Braves do have two. All right, Tony's up, trailing 3-2.
Oh, this is one of my favorites right here.
All right.
Did they?
Oh, we have a hesitation.
The Miami Marlins.
The Miami Marlins is correct. Yeah,
I was hoping he wasn't going to take that one.
Marlins have been to two World Series, won them both. In 1997, they beat Cleveland. 2003, Josh Beckett finished off the Yankees. Marlins have hardly even ever been to the playoffs besides those 2 years, but they have two championships. Tied at three, 11 correct answers to go. Scrabe.
The Cardinals.
Cardinals, good guess there, and it's correct. Tony La Russa won two of those, and the previous one was way back in 1982, when Whitey Herzog's team beat Milwaukee. Cardinals also over the Tigers in 06, the Rangers in 11. So that is correct. Cardinals. 4-3 lead for Scraby. No incorrect answers yet. 10 remaining. Tony.
You just kind of messed me up a little bit, I must say.
Tony looking for a team with two World Series championships since the Padres came into being in 1969, since divisional play.
The Oakland Athletics.
Oakland Athletics, very good, Tony.
Taking yours, huh? Quote-unquote hidden ones.
Well, you guys are also taking all the ones that have won more than two. Pretty soon you're going to be down to just teams that have won two. The A's won three in a row, if you can believe it. 72-3-4. They also beat the Giants in the Earthquake World Series of 1989. So four for the A's. 4-4 is the score. And we have nine correct answers remaining. Scrape. It's getting a little tougher, I'll be honest with you. I think almost everyone here now has two championships, except for one team on this list has three.
I believe the asterisks.
Going to go with the asterisks. Well, they do. They have one and a half. They got the 22 real championship over the Phillies and the asterisk one over the Dodgers in 17. That is correct, Scrape. Good job. Houston asterisks keep you alive. It is 5-4. Scraby, eight correct answers left. Still no strikes. Tony.
The Reds.
The Rojos. Los Rojos. Yep, they have three. They're the one with three. The Big Red Machine won in 75 and 76. They also upset and swept the powerful A's in 1990. So it is 5-5. There are seven correct, and all seven are two-time winners only. So it's getting a little tougher here.
Yeah.
As we try to find baseball teams with two World Series championships since divisional play.
Now.
And when the Padres came in 1969.
Do teams that have moved?
Yes. Everything is one franchise only.
Okay.
So if you moved, you're the same franchise.
I will take the Nationals.
The Nationals. That is going to be the first strike of the game.
And the Expos never won?
No. The Expos never won. I'm sorry to say.
I was too young. When did the Expos move?
They came. They came in the same year as the Padres did in 1969. I don't remember what year they moved, honestly.
I was
about 05, something like that, but maybe a little later. Anyway, they did not win as the Expos.
I was definitely of age to remember this.
Yeah, never won as the Expos. The Nationals did win in 2019, but that is the first strike. All right, Tony gets a chance to take his first lead. Tied at 5 with 7 correct answers remaining. Tony, teams that have won two World Series since divisional play started in 1969.
How about...
And everyone on this list won exactly two.
You missed his guess.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't. Did I miss your guess?
Yep. Royals.
Royals. KC Royals. Yeah, one of the not exactly one of the great franchises, but they do have two. 1985, they beat the Cardinals, and then the Mets, led by the great Eric Hosmer in 2015... The Royals won that one.
Sorry.
So Tony now leads 6-5. Six correct answers left. Scraby under the gun with one strike, and he's thinking very, very hard.
I think I just hurt my brain.
Yeah, you look like you may have. You need to find a team with two World Series titles.
I don't know why this is popping in my head, but it's popping in my head.
Popping in, and you're going to go with it, huh?
The Twins.
The Twins. Another very successful franchise. And they did win two World Series.
What was the second one?
They won 1987. They beat the Cardinals. Came back in 1991 with that classic World Series win over the Braves, when Jack Morris pitched the last game. 10 innings, 1-0 in Game 7.
Old Jack Morris.
Old Jack Morris. Yeah, right.
I think if your name's Jack Morris, you're always just old. Jack Morris
kept you alive, though, Scrape. You're tied at 6.
I love you, Jack.
That boy, Jack. We're down to 5 correct answers left. Tony Gwynn Jr. They're getting tighter and harder to come by here.
Blue Jays.
Blue Jays. Correct, indeed. Back to back for the Blue Jays. 1992 over the Braves, 1993 over the Phillies. Those were the Roberto Alomar. Joe Carter hit the walk-off homer in 93. And Tony takes a 7-6 lead. Only 4 correct answers remaining.
You know what's hard about picking these teams that have won two or more titles since 1969, Chris?
Is it that was before your time?
Yeah, 16 years before I was born.
What year were you?
Yeah, but you grew up in a baseball museum.
Before both of our times, buddy.
What year were you born?
I'm 85.
85. All right. Go ahead. I don't want to give any clues.
He says, yeah.
I don't want to give any clues, but...
All right, I'm just going to have to bank on this team winning
having two. All right.
Because they've been around forever.
All right.
So they were established in 1969. Los Tigres.
Los Tigres. Beat the Padres, 1984.
And did they win one with Justin Verlander?
They did not. And their previous one to the Padres was 1968, the year before divisional play. So you missed it by 1 year, Scrabe. I'm sorry, that is a buzzer. Incorrect. The Tigers did not do it. Oh, whoa, the fans are
booing you.
Fans are restless on this one.
It's pretty tough, Scrabe.
Booing me on that one. Sorry about that, fans.
Man, how bad are the Tigers that they've been around for like 1,000 years and they've...
No, they got one at least. 3-5. Tony leads
7-6.
Tony's
giving me this look like he's about to end it.
Well, he's got a chance to go up by two, but these last four could be tough. We'll see.
I'm racking my brain right now.
Yeah, these last four could be tough. We got four correct answers is all that's left on this list. Tony needs one, but he's ahead right now 7-6. Tony Gwynn Jr.
Let's go with the Pirates.
The Pirates? How could the Pirates ever win anything, honestly?
I did think that, but they're never on the list of teams that haven't won. So.
Have they ever won anything? Yes, they have.
We are family!
1979, we are family. And 1971, led by the great Roberto Clemente.
Yes.
That is correct. The Pirates, believe it or not, have two championships. And Tony now has a pretty insurmountable lead, 8-6. Scraby.
Oh,
we may stay in the game here, though. He's on the doorstep with two strikes.
Of how I do this is I do it geographically. I start from Seattle, and I go down and up and down
You're traveling the country.
Yes, and this one was up the road. The Angels.
Right. The Angels, of course, that would keep you in the game. They've only won one. Yeah, the Angels only won their one over San Francisco in 2002. That is, when I hear the buzzer, officially strike three. The game is over. Tony Gwynn Jr. prevails. 8-6 is the final score. Honestly, Scraby, I do feel for you because the three incorrect answer teams all won.
The Rockies didn't.
Before
it,
you were
right?
born. The Rockies don't have any. One of the answers that you guys didn't get is the Phillies.
It's on my sheets!
1980 and then 2008, they beat Tampa Bay. The other two were the first two to do it. The Mets in 69 and in 86, and the Baltimore Orioles. 1970, 1983.
I would have never got the Orioles. Mets were next on my list.
Mets were next
up.
Yeah. So there you go. There's five more teams, or four more teams on here that have won one. Arizona, White Sox, Cubs, and Texas. And if you're wondering about the six teams that have won none, we know the Padres, obviously, the Rockies.
Mariners.
The Mariners, the Brewers, the Rays, and the longest stretch of all, the Guardians.
Oh,
going
poor
way
guards.
Back when for the Guardians.
Poor guards.
All right, there's our Fantabulous Sports Game Show. Tony prevails. We got a round of Chris versus the fans coming up next. 833-288-0973.
Can't stand his dancing in the camera.
It's a good dancer.
I think he's really good.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.